Layla and the Wolf by Sienna. How will I get out of this spooky forest? Layla wondered. She looked closely at the spooky forest. She caught a glimpse of a growling beast. In the distance, she could hear howling. Ow. The air was filled with the stench of feet. The air tasted like rotten cheese or like the taste of barf. When she touched the goo, it seemed very sticky and smelly. Layla's brown eyes were searching for a way out. Her dirty blonde hair was blowing in the wind. She was as tall as a 9-year-old. Layla's heart was pounding and she had butterflies in her stomach, but then the little girl just kept on running through the forest, and then she figured out how to get out of the forest, and then she ran all the way home and ran to her bed, and then she told her mom, but then she remembered her backpack was still in the forest, so she had to go back into the forest. But then she got lost again in the forest. It was night, and then there were foxes and coyotes and a coyote was chasing her. The little girl named Layla, she was scared, but Layla kept on running away from the coyote. But then she made it out, but the coyote was still following Layla into her house. But then the coyote got too tired from chasing her, so he gave up and stopped trying to get into her house. Layla wished that coyote would never chase her again. The little girl was feeling very happy because she was home and safe.